The laws of the material world do not apply in the presence of the God realized. All things are possible becomes all things. And you know, you don't have to have such a dramatic story in order to be able to bring this to fruition. With that kind of faith, you can literally attract anything that you put your attention on in your life. If you absolutely have banished all of the doubt about whether or not you're here with a divine presence or not. That's what it means to be in spirit. The third of these characteristics here is, I also want to relate to Immaculate, which is your consciousness expands in every direction. This is the reward. Remember, these are the rewards for living in spirit. Your consciousness expands in every direction is intriguing to me because here's what happened with Immaculate in the bathroom in Rwanda in 1994. She went into the bathroom, went in hiding. Before she went in, she asked the pastor, Nahutu, if she could have an English dictionary. She spoke French fluently and Kinyarwanda, which is her native language. Now, if you were about to go into hiding knowing that there were killers everywhere and that you had no chance of surviving and escaping, and you were hiding in a bathroom where you were almost certain to be found, why would you decide to learn English in the bathroom? When she wasn't praying and making conscious contact with God and meditating and doing her rosaries, she's Roman Catholic, when she wasn't doing that, she would take a word in French. Remember, she couldn't speak, no words. And then she would take the equivalent word in English and she would just say it to herself over and over and over and over again and repeat it. And was literally mastering a language. But why would she do that? Think about this. Your consciousness expands in every direction. In every direction means no direction, doesn't it? Every direction means there is no direction. There's no up, there's no down. There's no right, there's no left. There's no north, there's no south. There's no east, there's no west. There's just one, just oneness. And when your consciousness expands in every direction, it means that you literally are in the same place and in all places at the same time. So that when I bring this back to you for a moment, you listening right now, you might be thinking about what you'd like to do down the road a year from now, 10 years from now. Or you might be thinking about what has happened to you in the past or what's coming in your way or what you've left behind. You have to shift that kind of thinking to move into a world of spirit and understand that what is on its way is already here and that what has happened before is still here right now. That all there is in a world of perfect oneness in which there is no time, which is what quantum physics teaches us, all there is this oneness. And this stuff about the future and the past and the north and the south and the right and the left and up and down, these are all just illusions that we have created to carve up the oneness. It's almost like you have to step outside of yourself and see it all as all happening at the same time. It's very difficult to do this because we're in bodies and have body minds that began and end at a certain time, and we think that that's then the reality of the universe, when in fact, everything that happened in 1492 is happening right now, and vice versa. Everything that's happening right now happened in 1492. Can't get it, can we? The only way you can get that is by going to sleep. And when you go to sleep and you enter into a dream state, then all things being at one at the same time, it's possible. You can be old, you can be young, one moment to the next. People who died are back alive again. People who are young become old. Old people become young. It's like, so for one third of your life, you sort of experience this, and then you wake up and you say, well, that was just a dream. The issue is whether you can become a waking dreamer and really experience this oneness, this consciousness expanding in every direction. This is what Patanjali was speaking about. When you're with God, there is no division. There is no conflict. There is no two-ness. There's no separation. There's only this oneness, and it's true of time as well. Don't have to take it too philosophical a journey here. Just accept this. And imagine, now we go back to Immaculée. It's 1994. She's sitting down in a bathroom, and she's learning a language while she's being hunted to be almost certainly killed, right? So why is she in 1994 learning English? When 5 years later, now project yourself 5 years later, but it's still 1994, it's now 1999, she's in the United States, she's married, and she gets up every morning at 3 a.m. Every morning at 3 a.m. for 3 months, because she's compelled to do so. She writes down every single detail of her life, particularly the Holocaust, the 91 days of the Holocaust, and every day of the bathroom. She records it all. She recapitulates it and experiences every single moment of it in English 5 years later. Do you think that there was some kind of a notion of being in spirit, so in the dominion of God in those moments, that she was being told, even though she wasn't conscious of it, you've got to learn English because you're going to write a book in English. And you know what you're going to also be doing, Immaculée? You're going to be lecturing in English to people all around the world. All of this stuff is going to happen, but in order to do that, you're going to have to learn English, even though you're being hunted to die. Have you ever been in a position or a place in your life where you find yourself doing something and it doesn't seem to make any sense, and then you look back on it and you say, now I know why I had to do that, why I had to go through that experience? You're listening to someone who's been through drug addiction in his life, who has been through some of the craziest experiences that it's almost impossible to even relate here, just traveling very close to the edge of death myself. Wondering, what in the world am I doing this for? And how could I be behaving this way? And how could, this is the most absurd thing in the world. And now, looking back on it, seeing exactly what it was that I had to go through in order to get me to this place where I could fulfill the destiny that I signed up for. And so you stop questioning it. When you find yourself doing things that don't seem to make any sense now, but 10 years from now are going to make profound sense. Because when you are in spirit, your mind transcends limitations. Your consciousness literally expands in every direction. Time disappears, and you start listening to what it is that you're being directed to do, and you don't ask any questions about it. You don't say, I don't know, I'm not sure. You just go with what your instincts are telling you to do. That's what I mean by your consciousness expanding in every direction. It's so powerful that you stop the questioning process and you just go with it. And as you go with it, magical things begin to happen. And I don't imagine Immaculée back in 1994, when her body weight was just all diminishing and when she had seven women stacked on top of each other in order to sleep, sitting on a toilet. I asked her about what was it like, what did it smell like? I said, to have seven bodies in there, women having their periods every month, having toilets that you couldn't flush, you know, not being able to brush your teeth, not being able to dispense of all of the human waste and so on. I said, what did it smell like? She said, I don't remember it ever smelling bad. None of us even remember anything like that. She said, it's just too trivial to be concerned about what we smelled like or what we looked like. All she wanted to do was find God and continue to ask God, how can this be? What can I do? And all of the things that seemed so important to us were just, to her, just trivial little details. She doesn't remember a bit of it. She said, the only thing I remember is the first night in July, I believe it was the 7th of July, that she was free, and there was no place for her to sleep. There was no, they didn't put them in homes. They were still refugees. They were still prisoners in their own country. And there were still many Hutus out there hunting any Tutsis that were left over that weren't killed. She said, we were lying down and the French soldiers were around us. And we laid down on the ground. She said, I remember that my bones stuck out everywhere and what it felt like to have them touching the ground, and we had stones and rocks for pillows and just dirt to sleep on, not even grass, just dirt to sleep on. And she said, it was the happiest night of my life.